Radio Prague News.
The Czech Air Force has officially taken over the NATO Baltic Air Policing Mission. Czech police have broken up a major international ring of document forgers. And the biggest Czech beer producer, Pilsner Urquell, will raise the prices of their world-famous brew by an average 3%. The Czech Air Force has officially taken over the NATO Baltic Air Policing Mission. The commander of the Czech contingent symbolically took over the mission from Poland at a ceremony at the Shu Iliab Air Base in Lithuania on Friday. The Gripen fighters of the Czech Air Force will start policing the Baltic airspace on Saturday. Their mission will last 4 months. This is the second time Czech pilots are guarding the airspace of the three Baltic countries, Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia, who lack their own air forces. Czechs were first deployed there in 2009. Czech police have broken up a major international ring of document forgers, which was based in Prague and Brno but operated in several other European countries, a spokesman for the organized crime unit of the Czech police force said on Friday. 17 people, including one Czech citizen, were arrested during police raid over the last week. The gang was headed by 5 Albanian and Bulgarian men with permanent residency in the Czech Republic. They forged Czech, Slovak, Bulgarian, Belgian, Dutch, Finnish and Danish passports, IDs and driving licenses. The police said the gang had gained control of the European black market for forged documents over the last decade, as its counterfeits could not really be detected during ordinary checks. A court in Brno on Friday ordered a hospital in Třebíč to pay a record compensation of 3.5 million crowns to the husband and children of a 36-year-old woman who died there in 2006 during the delivery of her third child. The court upheld a review of the case by the health ministry, which said the woman died of internal bleeding the doctors failed to notice. Criminal proceedings against the doctors had been dropped before, but the judge said on Friday that based on the new verdict, charges against the maternity ward's head doctor might be raised again. Prague Transit Authority sent out dozens of staffers to the streets of the capital on Friday to inform travellers of major changes to the transportation system a day before they come into effect. The city-owned company will cut several tram and bus lines, move some transfer points and introduce cross-city bus lines. The authority plans to save up to 400 million crowns through the makeover, which has, however, come under heavy criticism from the public and from a number of NGOs. The biggest Czech beer producer, Pilsner Urquell, will raise the prices of their world-famous brew on average by 3%, starting on the 1st of October, the brewery announced on Friday. The increase is due to the rising prices of ingredients. The price hikes will apply to a large part of the company's portfolio, mainly bottled beer. However, it will exclude the 50-litre barrels of the popular Gambrinus and Radegas brands to boost dropping beer sales in pubs and bars. Other Czech breweries are reportedly not considering any immediate price hikes, but say they could not rule out a similar move. And in football, the top Czech division's last season's runners-up Sparta Prague was drawn on Friday against Olympique Lyonnais of France, Spain's Athletic Bilbao, and the reigning Israeli champions Kiryat Shmona in Group I of Europa League. The other Czech club, which has reached the group stage of the competition, Viktoria Plzeň, will play last year's Europa League champions Atletico Madrid, the Israeli club Hapoel Tel Aviv and Académica Coimbra of Portugal in Group B. The first matches of the group stage are scheduled for the 20th of September. And finally, looking briefly at the weather, the weekend will be mostly cloudy with rain. Daytime highs should range between 15 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news. Thank you.